Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're talking about the most recent Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here, Joe.
So first thing I wanted to ask you about is something that wasn't an actual action item on the agenda. That was discussion of the lane reconfiguration on Highway 144. That's First Street in Perry. And some information coming out about it soon.
Yeah, so as part of the public information and input sessions we're going to do, our first meeting is scheduled for May 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at La Poste in Perry. And that's a Thursday evening. So hoping to get a lot of people out to walk through this project and explain the benefits of the project and then hopefully get some feedback from the community on what they think of it. So mark that on your calendars early so you can get out to that and learn more about our lane reconfiguration project.
Absolutely. And there's going to be an interactive portion of that event, correct?
Yep. I don't want to spoil too much of the surprise, but I will just give a little teaser that there may or may not be some Matchbox cars to play with at this meeting. So it's one that you will definitely not want to miss.
Absolutely. So one more time, when and where is that?
May 23rd. It's a Thursday night from 5 to 7 at La Poste.
So people can go to that and then go down to Handlebar Happy Hour afterwards.
You betcha.
All right. Now, an actual action item on the agenda was an agreement with Bolton & Mink regarding the Stormwater Wetlands Project. Now, I'm actually unfamiliar with this project, so what can you tell me about it in general?
Sure. So we received a grant from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship to study some stormwater issues as well as nutrient reduction and stormwater quality. So we'll be looking at several areas around Perry of potential projects that we could do, but mostly we'll be focusing on the east side, so kind of from 18th to 26th Street at Iowa Street and 141 area. We've had some issues there with stormwater backing up, so we'll be studying that and trying to come up with some solutions of how to better hold back some of that stormwater as well as clean the stormwater and take care of it. So hopefully we'll get some good action items out of this planning process and be able to apply for further funding from that. Something to note, Mr. Ferrier, our city engineer, pointed out, we were actually the only city to receive this grant this cycle. So definitely something for us to hang our hats on and be proud of.
Absolutely. Now, with any project, what the public usually wants to know is the timeline. So when can people start expecting to see some action on these projects?
It's kind of hard to say. A lot will depend on funding sources and how we go about that, whether we just fund it ourselves or go out for grants. But we'll be studying it this year and possibly putting together some grant applications this fall, winter, into next spring for possible projects next year.
All right. Now, another action item that was approved was an urban renewal loan for a downtown business. What can you tell me about this and what it's going to go for?
So a number of years ago, the city council developed a urban renewal loan program. So that's a revolving loan program that is focused on making repairs and some remodels to primarily downtown buildings. So we've had a lot of different property owners take advantage of this over the years, and that money is repaid at a low interest rate, goes back into the pot for the next property owner to take out a loan and improve their building. So this one was with Jeremy Mahler, and he is the owner of Commonwealth Provisions on 2nd Street, the new sandwich shop downtown. So he's going to be putting on a new facade on his building on both sides and hopefully be able to find a tenant for the other side. So the only step left in this process is to take it to the Historic Preservation Commission and receive their certificate of appropriateness for the downtown district based on Perry's design guidelines.
All right. So now when people apply for these urban renewal loans, can it basically be anyone with an interest in using it? And how much are they usually for?
The amount really kind of varies depending on what kind of project it is and what the building is like, but anywhere from a few thousand dollars up to $75,000 have been our loans that we've put out. And everything from a roof to an interior remodel, energy efficiency projects, facades, awnings, just whatever you can think of. So definitely a wide variety of projects that have been done, and we're excited to be able to make another one of these loans and improve our downtown area.
For sure. Now, that's basically for businesses, not just for John Q. Public.
Right. It's for commercial properties.
All right. Well, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about today was, it's getting closer to the summertime, which means we're also getting closer to some fireworks issues. Last couple of years since the legalization of fireworks, there's been some concerns. So discuss the Perry Fireworks Ordinance for this year and what it entails.
I'll give you the short version, and that is that it will be the exact same as last year. So you can only legally set off fireworks within the city limits of Perry on July 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. So hold it to that time and we'll all be good. Also, simple things like you can only do it on your own property. Obviously, don't do it intoxicated, and you have to also be 18 years old. So a few simple rules. Be on the lookout for announcements from the city in public service announcements, email, text, all of our media in town. We'll be putting out all of that information as far as the rules and regulations on fireworks for the 4th of July.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep, I'll mention it again next time, but I do want to remind everybody that June 1st is our community drop-off day. So if you have any unwanted junk, come on down to Patty Park and drop it off to the city crews. We're also doing our scrap metal pickup that day as well. So it's kind of a one-stop shop, including appliances. So bring down all of your junk, all of your scrap metal, and all of your appliances, and get rid of it all in one place on one day.
All right. Well, Sven, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it, as always.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.